This week we have the incredible privilege to read the parshios of Bahar and Bichukosai, the double parshios. And in parshas Bahar, the Torah not only deals with Shemitah and Halachos of Yovel, but also goes through a good amount of interpersonal law. And amongst those halachas, the Torah says, this is in Perek Chaf Hei Pasuk Yedzayin, chapter 25, verse 17, Lo sonu ishe samiso. Literally, a person should not afflict his fellow. What's the nature of this affliction? So Rashi explains, again quoting the Gemara, that what it means is don't say hurtful things to another person. You know, sometimes you could say something that a person may receive as a little bit hurtful, or may be objectively a little bit hurtful, but the reason you're sharing it is because the person could do something constructive with it. So I'll share a piece of information with you, you'll share a piece of information with me, it may hurt my feelings a little bit, but l'maisa, at the end of the day, I can grow from it. Onas Devarim means don't say something to someone where all you're going to do is cause them pain. Don't say something to someone where all you're going to do is elicit feelings of negativity, and there's no possible positive byproduct that comes out of that verbal exchange. And the Gemara gives examples. For example, let's say a person led a sinful past. Person didn't live the best life in the past, but now they're trying to change themselves, rehabilitate themselves. So you're not supposed to remind a person of their past sinful activity. Person can't do anything about it. They're changing their lives to the best of their ability. To bring it up only creates a sense of pain. This is the concept of onas devarim. We must be careful not only how we treat each other, but we must be careful how we speak to each other as well. The words we use, the way we convey feelings, emotions, sentiments, matter. So I saw a beautiful idea by the Rebbe, Reb Simcha Bono Pshischa. So the Rebbe quotes the idea that there is a concept of a chassid. So the Gemara says, what is a chassid? What is someone who's truly pious? So Chazal, the rabbi's answer, it's someone who lives lifnim mishuras hadin. Someone who goes above and beyond expectations. So halacha tells me, for example, I have to do X. The chassid goes to Y. He understands he does more. Now, on a deeper level, the chassid understands that whenever the halacha asks you for one thing, whatever the halacha asks you for is an expression of divine intent. Right? If God asks me to do something, that means that God likes that thing. So the chassid understands that the mitzvah is like a maramakam, it's like a source, it's giving me a window into the divine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes this. So the chassid says, well, if God likes this, let me build on it. Or conversely, if God doesn't like this, let me stay even further away from it. That's what it means to go lifnim mishuras hadin, above and beyond the letter of the law. That's what makes a chassid a chassid. A good Jew, a good person, does what's expected of them. A chassid goes above and beyond. So the Rebbe says something amazing. He says, if we look at this mitzvah, lo sonu ishe samiso, do not afflict another person with your words. So says the Rebbe, what's the halacha? Shelo yona adam achirim zehu hadin. Ultimately, again, what's the halacha? The halacha is, do not hurt another person with your words. Like we said, I bet the chassid, he wants to go lifnim mishuras hadin. He wants to go above and beyond. So how do you go above and beyond in this halacha? Listen to this. The lifnim mishuras hadin, above and beyond, shelo yona es atzmo. Do not afflict yourself. The halacha is, don't afflict others. Don't afflict others. The midas chasidus, the lifnim mishuras hadin, going above and beyond, is don't afflict yourself. What does that mean? So the Rebbe is teaching us something incredibly amazing. That the same way that the halacha teaches us that you shouldn't say things to someone else that you know are objectively hurtful and serve no constructive purpose, a person also has to be careful about avoiding beating themselves up as well. You know, we all make mistakes in life. And some of us, some doozies, right? Some of us, some pretty significant mistakes. And sometimes, at least for a little while, especially in the aftermath of the mistake, it's normal to think about it a lot, and it's normal to think about it over and over and over, and lament it, and cry over it, and be upset over it. But at a certain point in time, a person has to learn to move on. Because there are people who get forever mired in their mistakes of the past. And when that happens, when you get stuck in the mistakes of the past, there's a fundamental inability to move forward. At a certain point in time, a person has to say, I made these mistakes. I learned from these mistakes. I'm going to grow from these mistakes. But I can't spend my life and my energy and my time lamenting over them. At a certain point in time, I just need to move forward. Says the Rebbe, Simcha Bunim Pshischa, that's what the Chassid does. The Halacha says, don't afflict someone else with your words. The Chassid who goes above and beyond realizes, don't afflict yourself with your words. And my friends, it's such a profound idea on both ends. How careful, all of us know we have to be careful about what you do to other people. But we have to be just as vigilant and just as careful about what we say about other people. Especially in today's day and age with heightened use of social media and the ability to communicate a thought or a sentiment literally in a moment. In a moment, sometimes you see a little bit of an erosion of this standard. We don't think as much before we communicate. We don't think as much before we speak about someone or something. Lo sonu ish es ami. So words matter. It's not just actions that matter. Words matter. And we must be so hyper-vigilant about how we speak about other people, both about them and how we speak to people. You know, sometimes you say something to someone, and you don't even realize that the words that you're using or the subject you're talking about causes that person so much pain. And for what? And for what? Sometimes if you have to say something difficult to someone and they could grow from those words, that's one thing. But to say something that's just hurtful with absolutely no real possibility for growth, it's a bracha levatala, it's for naught. So be careful how you speak to the other. Be careful the words that you use, but also be careful, says the Rebbe. Be a chassid. And the same way you're vigilant with your words to the other, be careful about how you speak to yourself about yourself. So many of us have such a depreciated sense of self. We feel so badly about ourselves. We beat ourselves up so much because we know about all of our past misdeeds. And the truth is, I know much more about my past misdeeds than anyone else does, because there are the misdeeds that I have that other people know about, but then there are the things that only I know about. And it's easy to feel bad about oneself. It's easy to throw in the towel on oneself. It's easy to give up on yourself. Lo sonu ish es achiv means treat the other well. Don't use negative words to the other, but the chassid goes above and beyond. And the chassid realizes the same way, you shouldn't do hurtful things to the other. Don't do hurtful things to yourself either. We've all made mistakes. But at a certain point in time, you kind of have to put the mistakes in the file cabinet, close the drawer, lock it up, and simply move on in life. To beat yourself up over your past misdeeds is not only counterproductive, but against the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Find the courage to treat the other nicely. Find the courage to treat yourself nicely. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a beautiful and uplifting Shabbos Kodesh.